Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Skip down to the 43rd chapter, Isaiah 43 and 4. Isaiah 43, 4, the Lord said, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable. The same word translated value can be translated honor, something that is worth a lot. We got these words up over our platform. Another way of translating that is those who value me.
Yes. Yes.
Who treat me as precious.
That's right.
And my things as important.
Yes.
I'll treat them as precious.
That's right.
As important. He said, you were precious in my sight and have been honorable. You've been valuable. You've been important. Your worth has been great and weighty, talking about to God. I have loved you. Here's the things we've been talking about. What determines the value of something? What somebody's willing to pay for it. What determines what they're willing to pay for it? How much they love it. How much they want it. Come on. You ever paid too much for something? Huh? Why? And who said you paid too much? Are you sure? What determines the value? I have loved you. That's why he's willing to pay so much for us. Therefore, will I give men for you and people for your life. And the ultimate fulfillment of this is the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That he gave for us. In order to begin to see our value and our worth, we have to see what Jesus is worth.
Yes. Right.
Millions of Christians all over the place, they get reverent and they talk with hushed tones about the precious blood of the Lamb and precious Jesus. But when they look in the mirror, they see something they're disgusted with. How can that be? When what you're saying you admire and think is so precious is what was paid to get you. What are you worth? The Master must have thought, God the Father, Creator, must have thought your value was equal to Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Because he was willing to pay it to get you. Now, are you and I going to look in the face of God and say, there's no way I was worth that much. There's no way I'm worth more than all the billions on the planet. You're just wrong. Because apparently, to him, you are. I said, to him, you are. To him, we are. Because he didn't just part with 1.3 million to get you and me. He didn't just part with billions or trillions. What did he part with? The Bible said the life is in the blood. When you're talking about the blood of Jesus, you're talking about the life of Jesus, the essence of Jesus, who he is, what he is. The Bible said we've been given, made partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
By the blood, by the precious promises, we've been made partakers of the divine nature. How'd we get it? He gave it to us. He paid it for us. Let me read you some other translations of this Psalm, Isaiah 43:4. The complete English says, to me you are very dear and I love you. That's why I gave up nations and peoples to rescue you. The BBE says, because of your value in my eyes, you have been honored and loved by me. So I will give men for you and peoples for your life. The Message says, because I, God, your personal God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, I paid a huge price for you. And all of Egypt and Cush and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back and trade the creation just for you. We need to identify the lies of the devil. There is, what's the word? There's an agenda, a devilish agenda behind the theories of the godless Big Bang theory and the godless evolution theory. It's designed to completely devalue the human race. And the devil is the despiser, the accuser, the devaluer. He's continuously trying to belittle you in your own eyes. So this idea that creation just sprang into existence on its own is not science. Well, yes, Brother Keith, it is not science. It's an unproven theory. Honest people will admit that. How in the world is it proven? Who was there?
Amen.
Where's the result? Evolution taught for fact in all our schools. From the goo to the zoo to you. You formed single cell in the water. You grew some fins and swam. You grew a tail and some legs and came out of the water and jumped out of the tree and said, I'm a man, here I am. And just did it all through sheer willpower of one species over another and by this amazingly lucky chance. But really, you're just an insignificant speck on a tiny, insignificant planet in a giant universe where you probably don't even matter. Who would tell you all that? Who would try to get you to believe that? You're just one of billions of highly developed primates. Lies. I said lies. Lies. Here's the truth. Embrace yourself. Here's the truth. The universe is vast, beyond what we have any idea of. Vast. And the one who made it is bigger than it. And as far as we know, there are no others like us in the universe. And God finds us precious, valuable, beyond the total value of the elements of planets, beyond the original creation. He's made plans for us far beyond when this earth, heaven and earth, is no more. We haven't begun to understand what we're worth to Him. And He was willing to do everything He has done to get us the creation of the planet, the creation of us. And obviously He's had issues with his creation rebelling against him. With the angels, now mankind. Oh, but when those few among the billions that will voluntarily bow their knee and acknowledge his existence and his lordship, and will acknowledge the gift of his Son, a gift too great for words.
Right.
Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
And will voluntarily say, I love you and I will worship you. You're my creator. You're my God. Jesus is my Lord. I will serve you. I will not rebel against you. I will be faithful. These few faithful souls throughout the vastness of the universe are precious to him beyond anything we have a concept of. So much so, he's made us his permanent, eternal family. We are not servants.
Yeah, that's right.
We are not servants. We are sons. Hallelujah. And the world does not see and know who we are right now. But when he appears, we will be like him. Oh, glory to God. And our value has been eternally determined by what was paid for us. That's why before heaven, earth, and hell, and before all beings after this life, you and I are going to stand up in white robes. And we're going to sing the song of the redeemed. Redeemed, the ones God paid the highest price that he ever paid for anything. Who are we? What makes us worth something? Not anything we've done. What makes us worth something? What he paid to get me. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Glory be to God. Said out loud, thank you for loving me. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for paying for me. The blood of the Lamb. The precious, costly blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh my. Somebody say hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.